Hey everyone. So this is my second podcast. I'm still a beginner. My name's Sam. Always wanted to do a podcast on Spider-Man 2, as I've always wanted to express how much I feel about the guy or hero after Across the Spider movie. Sorry, after Across the Spider-Verse movie came out, which was just released a year ago. Which looked amazing. Looked awesome. Totally different, but as great as that movie was, in my opinion, ranks with all the other greats, like the animated series on Spider-Man that I'm a fan of. I will say Spider-Man 2 with Tobey Maguire would have to be the best Spider-Man movie of all time, in my opinion, which I guess is debatable. But yeah, I'd like to hear or get anyone else's opinion and be educated on that peacefully, as I know most people love Marvel and take it passionately. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I'm someone who grew up watching the animated series from the 90s. I watched Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, the new animated series with Neil Patrick Harris, and the Spectacular Spider-Man series from 2008. Just to say a little about myself, along with the old comics. Sorry, just to say a little bit about myself along with the old comics. But more so, getting back into the focus with Spider-Man 2, directed by Sam Raimi, and starring Tobey Maguire. There's just so much to go off of. But yeah, what I love about this Spider-Man movie, along with the taking account what you see from Spider-Man 1 and 3 as well. But as I said, more so focusing on this one, Peter Parker embodies this one quote that I remember hearing from the 2011 video game, also known as Spider-Man at the Edge of Time. I think that's what it's called. I'd have to double check that. Just getting a sip of water, guys. Sorry. Oh, yeah, where he says this. What's important is not standing by and allowing someone to suffer or die. Sorry, the quote starts off this way. What's important is not standing by and allowing someone to suffer or die because you do nothing. If you don't get that, then you don't get the first thing about being Spider-Man. Again, if you play the game, Peter Parker or the original Spider-Man says that to Spider-Man 2099 very passionately. But yeah, after hearing that quote, I feel what the movie is saying, along with Sam Raimi, the director, and Tobey Maguire. So I'm just trying to gather my thoughts here. And another sip of water. I just feel Spider-Man, it really is the hero for everyone in the neighborhood. He's just like you and me, trying to do the best that they can, which anyone can relate to. You see Spider-Man trying to save as many lives as he can. Obviously, not everything is perfect, but it's better to take action rather than doing nothing at all. I think that's what Sam Raimi or the movie is really trying to tell us. That's from what I'm gathering or understanding. But yeah, as we're remembering more and more, movies are about the human experience. Spider-Man 2 just focuses on P. But Spider-Man 2 focuses on Peter Parker primarily in the struggle of being in that internal battle, I guess, in conflict. I don't know if that's the best word, but more so the internal battle of making sacrifices of what he sees as the greater good, along with understanding what the mantle of Spider-Man means, being Spider-Man means to him, Uncle Ben, and everyone else in New York. I don't know. I'm still trying to gather my thoughts in a more structured way. I guess I'm a little scrambled on this I guess what I'm saying is a little scrambled on this podcast. I'm still a beginner. I feel what this movie is saying was try and put ourselves in Peter Parker's shoes and really try to understand what the guy is giving up for New Yorkers. He's trying to protect and inspire. In my opinion, I really think Spider-Man 2 set the bar for what a superhero means to the people. Even before Nolan's Batman's movies, which are all equally as awesome as well. You know, for anyone who loves Batman Begins, The Dark Knight Rises. Not hating on a Nolan's Batman's films. Yeah, but you know, so many things to take into account here, guys. From failing to deliver pizzas on time, being late for school and the school bus, and not being able to write a physics papers on fusion, which I really don't know what that is. I'm not a physicist. Missing MJ's play, and so many other things that he continues to fail at. Understandably so, because of his responsibilities of being Spider-Man, not trying to insult Peter Parker. Again, not trying to be harsh on our hero, but it makes me sad to see what he's giving up and what how he's treated in return, especially when he doesn't receive money for the pizzas in the beginning scene of the film. And I think I forgot to mention how horribly he's treated by J. Jonah Jameson, who's just really funny. And you know, perfect casting with J.K. Simmons. Both funny and sad in the movie. But yeah, I feel Peter or Tobey Maguire does symbolize and struggles with what Uncle Ben says to him. You know, with great power comes great responsibility. I feel Rami is just telling us, you know, Peter certainly does see himself as an entity that holds a shared responsibility of using his powers for good to combat supervillains that ordinary people in New York can't handle, and along with them returning the favor of handling millions of criminals that Spider-Man would not have the time to handle all by himself. I feel this shared responsibility is just so unique and wonderful, as Spider-Man sharing his connection to the community. You see how connected he is to the community. He handles the supervillains, New Yorkers handle the regular criminals, and they help each other in their, you know, their shared battles, basically. You know, he's got their back, they have his. I feel, you know, this scene is showed in the train saving sequence when he puts his mask back on, or when he's saving people near the ending scene of the movie in Spider-Man 1. Not hating on the other Spider-Man movies, but it just makes this Spider-Man so human and relatable, which I just love. I just feel all the other Spider-Man movies became so commercialized, which I still like, but this one kind of reminds me by Soul by Pete Doctor. Sorry, this kind of reminds me of the Pixar movie Soul by Pete Doctor. And just the message is like, what do we want out of life when we see Peter struggle? I feel Peter does represent, he wants to be connected to his community of New Yorkers who are in that state of being safe as Peter Parker rather than Spider-Man, along with MJ, wanting MJ at his side. I don't know, guys. I just think Rami is just saying Peter does represent what we can't always get what we want, but also more so that responsibility of using talent wisely makes us human, cannot be abandoned. We see that in comparison with Otto Octavius or Dr. Octopus. I feel that Peter is one of the best human representations in movies who have shown that, you know, he could have been a millionaire, or you know, he could have ruled New York with an iron fist. Not referencing the superhero. But more so doing so would lose his humanity. And you know, his the idea of being Spider-Man. and what it really means forever, you know, something Uncle Ben would not have approved of. I feel Peter learns, you know, after just losing his powers, he really wants to do the right thing for and not just himself, but for the sake of keeping his promise to Uncle Ben. I feel Peter realizes after being his old self again, from getting good grades to fixing his bike and even getting some food this time after unsuccessfully not taking a drink or a cupcake in earlier parts of the movie, was something nice to see, but it just doesn't feel right at the same time as Peter realizes himself. He sees the collateral damage, or I don't know if that's collateral is the best word, guys. Just the damage that, you know, not being Spider-Man does to New York. I feel Peter really just reminds us to the greatest degree, the battle of doing what's right versus ourselves for our own hap versus our own happiness. I don't know how to structure that, but damn, just so many heartbreaking scenes where you want to hug the guy. Oh yeah, I will say this. I feel what was most inspiring after watching Peter really does want that kindness in return after putting his dreams on hold. Man, that cake scene with Ursula that she get, you know, I'm talking about specifically the scene where Ursula and the cake that she gives him confirms that there is someone on your side and, you know, provides and represents that humanity needed to heal Peter Parker from his internal battle, especially from losing his powers from time to time. I feel that's what movies try to convey and say from my understanding of what the film is saying, but that cake scene was really heartwarming and just, you know, yeah, it was really beautiful and nice to see that Peter gets some kindness in return. I don't know, guys, I'm just processing what this movie is still trying to say, but I'm willing to be educated and learn, and as I'm still a beginner when it comes to podcasting, so sorry if what I'm saying seems a little scrambled. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and that's my scrambled but passionate ranting on Spider-Man 2. Watch the movie if you haven't, and that's it. See you guys. Thanks for listening.